see my name in shiny lights. Yeah, a different city every night. Oh, I swear the world better prepare for when I'm a billionaire.
It's time to get down to business on the weekend's number one business program. Known as the King of Networking, your host, Shalom Klein, has worked with thousands of entrepreneurs and created countless jobs. So, to success, let's get down to business.
We are all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship and business. We talk a lot about business here. You're on with Get Down to Business, and I'm your host, Shalom Klein. Remember, you can always download podcasts from Get Down to Business on my website at shalomklein.com. And while you are there, don't forget to follow me on Twitter, at Shalom Klein. It's going to be a jam-packed week of content and information you won't want to miss. It's a live show. You can call into the beautiful AM 560 The Answer studio here in Elk Grove Village at 312-642-5600. And remember, we are powered by our good friends at Tandem HR. They are our solution center. They have a fantastic new website with great resources, great information, all available on their website at tandemhr.com. Or you give them a call, 630-928-0510, 630-928-0510. And indeed, it is a jam-packed week with a lot of fantastic guests, some fantastic people, entrepreneurs, business owners, lots of advice for all of you loyal listeners. And we are streaming live on Facebook. Check out my Facebook page. It's Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein. So I'm thrilled to be joined by my good friend and returning guest, Nellie Rowan from A Safe Haven, a fantastic organization doing amazing, amazing work. But I feel bad because it's been so long since I've had you on the program, Nellie. I can't wait to hear what's been going on in your world. Nellie Rowan, welcome back to the program.
Shalom. It has been a while. It's nice to hear from you. I'm looking forward to having this conversation. There's a lot going on that I can't wait to share with you.
Absolutely. Well, I see your name everywhere, and I know that you have been up to some fantastic work. But for our listeners that have not yet had the good fortune to be involved in A Safe Haven, let's start with an overview of the history of the organization, when you got started, and most importantly, what you do.
Okay. Well, we'll start from the beginning. A Safe Haven is today known, thankfully, for being a vertically integrated model, which basically means that we help people that are in crisis, Shalom, for whatever reason, you know, whether it's a woman that's in a domestic violence situation and needs a place to go to start over with her children, whether it's someone that's suffering from substance abuse disorders like the opiate epidemic or the heroin epidemic that we're hearing so much more about. You know, A Safe Haven's been really at the tip of the spear of that issue for over 24 years. And at the time, as we saw the surge in these substance abuse disorders happening, you know, we were voices in the wilderness back then saying, hey, there's a lot of problems out there with substance abuse. And, you know, recently, you know, we know more about the root causes of that, a lot of it, again, having to do with painkillers and people switching over to heroin. And, you know, it's just a terrible ripple effect. But at the end of the day, you know, A Safe Haven is a place that whether you're, you know, suffering from some type of social, economic issue, and you need a place to start over, A Safe Haven is that place that at the end of the day gets an opportunity to assess you physically, education-wise, work history, and socially, and we're able to really design a path for you as an individual. And we start from the beginning. If you need a roof over your head, you need 3 helping meals a day, that's available for you and your family. And after that, everyone's really different. I mean, some people need treatment, some people need GED classes, some people need job training. Some people can go straight into the computers and go online and start playing their
and
own
And that's
job
what I love about the work that you're doing is that mm-hmm. You found a solution and you've been providing resources for people at all different levels. And what I've always been amazed, and I know, Nellie, you know this because I've come out to tour and see the programs in action, are the social enterprises that you've put in place to help people get back up on their feet. And now that I mention it, hopefully people will start to see your vehicles and frankly, your participants and your staff out and about throughout the city of Chicago and beyond. But let's talk about some of those social enterprises that A Safe Haven has been involved in creating.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we learned a long time ago. I remember we started this 24 years ago. That it was one thing to help put people's life back on track. But if you got them into treatment and you got them into job training, you got them to GED classes, there's nothing we can do about the barriers to employment that they had, such as, you know, maybe having been arrested or having had gaps in their resume at some point. So, and financial, you know, credit didn't check out. So we have businesses, and the one you were just referring to in terms of the trucks is one of our most famous. It's a landscaping company that is well known for doing the beautiful medians on Michigan Avenue and, you know, along Congress Expressway. And those people that are doing that work are, you know, basically people that are in our programs or alums from our programs that are learning a new job skill, that are in back in the workforce, getting that work ethic back. And we employ over 100 people every year, and that's in the summer. In the winter, we do snow removal. So it is a transitional job or it's a career, depending on the individual, but it's a great way to get people back into the workforce, get them back in the game of working and earning an income. So they do make money while they work for us. And while they're working for us, we give them financial literacy. So that's one of the businesses. Another business that people know and use is our catering business. You know, we have a culinary arts training program. So we actually employ people in our catering business. And one of my favorite businesses really is our talent resources company. You know, people that are looking to hire people in construction, in the restaurant industry, in the welding industry and manufacturing are coming to ASP Keevan to find people that are really ready and vetted and, motivated to go back to work. So last year, Shalom, we placed over 1,500 people back into the workforce. And that's a wonderful thing because when you take people out of the system and, from being in crisis, they cost us a lot of money when they're in the system. Getting them back into the workforce, expanding our workforce and expanding our tech space helps everybody win, especially the employers that are looking to find people that are motivated and eager to, you know, not only get a job, but to stay on the job and perform and, you know, build their, you know, lives back.
Well, Nellie, I love the proactive approach that you've been engaged in, and I've watched it over the past number of years. As many of our loyal listeners know, we've had Nellie Rowland on the program several times, and it seems that each and every time that we talk, there's more progress. So in our few minutes remaining, I've been keeping track of some of the recent developments. I know recently you had Dr. Ben Carson, the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, come out and visit. I know you also had a fantastic, I don't know what number year this is that you've been doing it, but your run or walk, depending who you are. So I wanted to hear about the outcomes from that and most importantly, make sure that our listeners know how they can get involved and what they can do to help. So tell me a little bit about the run or walk.
Well, the run was a great way to really announce a lot of big things that were happening at AC Keevan. And thankfully, although it rained that day, and it rained heavily that morning, I was overwhelmed by the turnout. One of my favorite things was seeing the military platoons that showed up. We actually had Army guys and active Marines come out and run and sing in cadence throughout the race. And we put them in front, you know, and I'm like, oh my God, you know, these military guys, you know, were amazing, you know, because so many of the homeless are military veterans.
Sure.
So it was a beautiful thing to see them help us, you know, and join the fight against homelessness. So to answer your question, it was a huge success. It was our 8th annual, and we're already looking forward to our 9th year. And, you know, we did make some announcements. We had some major, leadership, you know, at the stage, including, you know, Alderman Joe Moore, you know, chair of housing, Alderman Villegas, the chair of, you know, the Veterans Caucus, you know, and also having Representative LaShawn Ford there who helped champion a bill that we got passed to allow for private health insurance to cover the cost of discharging people coming out of hospitals into our programs. It's a brand new thing. And then we had the lieutenant governor there, Sanguinetti, who was also, there for our announcement to talk about the 1115 waiver, which is going to allow for Medicaid to cover the cost of discharging people into our programs. So as people are suffering from the opiate epidemic today, most people get sent back home to self-care. And, you know, we know from experience that much, much more is needed on the back end to help people learn how to live in recovery. And then finally, you mentioned Ben Carson. ASAP Haven is extremely honored and proud to have been selected as one of 17 Envision centers across the country, which means that we are now a demonstration project for HUD to help people that are in crisis, people in public housing, go to a place that's going to help assess them, as we do for everybody that we serve. But in the case of people that are in public housing, help connect them to the right services so that we can help put them back on track into affordable housing and into jobs. And not only are we going to do that for the people in public housing, but also for the general population.
That's fantastic.
And by being an Envision Center, it's going to be with the support of 21 federal agencies. So,
Nellie, you're doing amazing, amazing, amazing stuff, and it's a privilege to showcase them again and again, and I can't wait to have you back on real soon. For our listeners that want to get involved, asafehaven.org, asafehaven.org. Donate, support, volunteer. You're listening to Get Down to Business. We'll be right back.
How can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano in the Balance of Nature Traffic Center on the inbound Edens. Brake lights from Cicero to the junction from Lake Hook at 23, outbound at 19. Inbound Kennedy heavy from Central into the Circle, O'Hare to downtown at 41, outbound at 26, outbound express lanes at 8. Inbound Ike heavy from Damon into the Circle, Thorndale to the post office at 33 on the outbound at 29. Inbound outbound Stevenson, 55 to Lakeshore Drive at about 38 minutes. Inbound Dan Ryan, stop and go from the Stevenson to the Circle. 95th to downtown at 25 on the outbound at 17. Tri-State southbound, heavy from 190 to the Bensonville Bridge. Northbound side, brake lights from the Grand Avenue curve to Lawrence. It is currently partly cloudy, 93 degrees. Tonight, a low of 77 and a chance of thunderstorms. Tomorrow, Monday, high of 90. Also a chance of thunderstorms. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
My overrating's bad.
Chicago's Morning Answer with Dan Proft and Amy Jacobson.
I didn't know, too, that we could tip Uber drivers.
Didn't know.
This is new to me.
Every time you complete a ride, you get it right. Pops up with a rating, and then if you want to add a tip. 2.5 Uber rating for Amy Jacobson, 4.88.
What?
This is for Dan Proft.
Do you just not even say anything to them when you get in the car?
Correct. That's the secret to getting a high Uber rating.
Chicago's Morning Answer. Weekday mornings starting at 5 on AM 560. The Answer.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
CARES is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. CARES provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, CARES has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I've got ankylosing spondylitis, which is a arthritic disease, calcification of the major joints and spine, and I just don't have the pain that I used to have. It's really kind of amazing. Balance of Nature has been an amazing product. I've recommended it to literally hundreds. I'm a pastor, and I've said, y'all just try it. Give it a month. Give it a try. And so hopefully they have, but it's an amazing product, and the neatest thing is when you first open up that bottle and you can smell the fruits and vegetables. Every time I open one, I just get a big kick out of that.
When you call, use discount code Chicago, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com. And use discount code Chicago.
Hey, welcome back, Chicago. You're listening to the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. I'm thrilled to be joined by Ron Lewis. Ron was the student body president at the University of Illinois, and he is a recent College of Business graduate. And Ron, you are, I believe, 23 years old, and you are making a substantial difference. I'm thrilled to be joined once again. Ron Lewis, welcome to Get Down to Business.
Hey, how's it going?
I'm fantastic. So, Ron, as I mentioned, you recently graduated from the University of Illinois College of Business. And tell me sort of your journey. You started teaching, and now I believe you're down in St. Louis. But tell me a little bit about your story and how college has prepared you for this journey.
Yeah, awesome. So, I mean, for me, basically, when I was a senior at the College of Business, you know, I think one of my main things that I was trying to do when thinking about my job right out of college is just thinking about where can I make the biggest impact. You know, I was in finance, so I think everybody kind of assumed that I would be going into banking or something like that. But I always kind of had a passion for, like, helping others. And, you know, my mom was a teacher for 30-something years, so I think it just kind of made sense for me. You know, Teach for America started talking with me about my senior year. And then I just kind of decided, like, hey, this is probably the best thing for me. So now I'm in St. Louis. I teach at Normandy Middle School. And, yeah, it's been a good experience.
That's awesome. So your Teach for America stint, how long will you be doing this? And tell me a little bit about your first sort of destination on the journey. I believe St. Louis is part two.
Yeah. So basically, it's a two-year commitment. So, you know, I started, this is actually going to be in my second year. And then, so after I got finished with my first year, I decided to do an internship in Chicago with the Academy Group. It's an education startup, really awesome. I started in 2017. So I was able to learn a lot. So kind of going to my second year, I'm kind of going in with a different focus with everything I've learned over the summer.
That's fantastic. So when you teach, you're a young man, you're 23 years old. Tell me a little bit about sort of the perspective that you have going into the classroom and what values you're trying to share. And in particular, I mean, how that College of Business experience taught you and prepared you for sharing, educating, and being, frankly, a role model.
Yeah, that's a really good question. So I think for me, the main thing that I was able to learn from the College of Business in itself is that it's okay to kind of branch out and create your own legacy, create your own story. And I think that that's something that's really important for our kids to, or at least my kids to really get, like, the narrative. And then, of course, like, my identity just being African-American male, I think that that's also important. Because there's not a lot of African-American males in education, in the education field. So I think what I try to do every day is just really show them that the possibilities of them being able to get whatever they want if they work hard. I know when it comes to, like, teaching, when it comes to being a student, I think one of the main things that I try to implement or, like, try to tell students is about self-efficacy. You know, the fact that what you do, it really helps the community and it really will make a difference, but you have to work hard. So I think that that's something I also try to instill in them, is that even though you might not be able to see the results now, you know, you really will be able to make a difference in your community and in your family's lives if you continue to work hard.
So you're teaching so much more than math.
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, it's really important because my kids really need an opportunity to just have relationships with, you know, older males. Sometimes a lot of them sometimes don't have that, you know, two-parent household that a lot of us have been privileged to grow up in. So I think for me, with exactly what you said, I think if I were able to just teach them math, and, you know, if they were to grow a year or 2 years in math and then that's it, I feel like I would have probably failed as a teacher, because I think that they need much more than me. They need a lot more from me than just math. You know, I need to be able to build relationships. I want to be that type of teacher they can go to if they're struggling or if they just want to talk. So for me, of course, like, teaching them and instruction is really important, but I still want to build relationships, and that's a huge priority to me at the end of the day.
I'm blown away and inspired, because you're a young man, and you are that's a lot of pressure that you've taken on yourself to be that role model. And you're really, while you're setting out that journey for yourself, you are also being that role model and that, in many ways, father figure to many of these young men and women, which is just amazing. So obviously it's Sunday evening. It's August 5th. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow's a important day on your calendar, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Tomorrow's the first day of school, so you know I'm stressed out, which is pretty much everyone's first day, you know, jitters and vibes. But, you know, I'm really excited to kind of get in the classroom and start again. You know, I'm teaching seventh grade math again. And, you know, I'm feeling prepared, but I'm also feeling like I don't know what's going on. So probably in the average spot of most teachers on their first day.
Well, you know, from getting to know you a little bit, I think you're going to be more than just fine. Frankly, your students are very, very lucky to have you. So, Ron, you again, you recently graduated. What's your plans for the future, and where do you hope to be in 5 years from now? You're a College of Business graduate. You're certainly giving back to community. What's next for Ron Lewis?
That's a really great question, specifically because it changes by the day. I think what the main three things that I'm really passionate about that I really want to hit before I retire and like I'm done with working is, you know, I love education. I love politics and government. That's what I, you know, was able to do in college and in finance. So I think for me, I think I'll always have a hand in education. I don't know what that might look like. So I don't know if it'll be teaching. You know, working at an education startup was amazing this summer. So maybe in that role, like being able to supplement like the traditional education that kids have. So that's definitely an option. But I want to potentially go back to school, potentially get an MBA. But I think at the end of the day, I want to be able to kind of hit all of those fields before I'm like done working, you know. Hopefully I want to be able to find some way, maybe on an entrepreneurship level, a way to kind of connect all of my interests into one job. Now, I don't know what that looks like, but, you know, I really think that those are the three things that I'm passionate about. And if I work in those industries, I think, you know, I'll be able to make an impact.
Well, you know, Ron, I say this all the time, but I think that many people in business, they sit and they prepare a business plan and they plan and plan and plan. And by the time they're done planning, sometimes months and years later, they're out of money and their patience has run thin. I think what you're doing is you're putting those skills into action, and I have a feeling the next steps will just keep coming. And as you said, the plans will change by the day. So you graduated from a fantastic school, from a fantastic program, and no doubt your classmates, your colleagues are likely doing a variety of different things, hopefully many following the same path as you, but quite a bit of variety. Do you stay in touch with your classmates?
Absolutely. I would say that everybody's all over the place, you know, so there's a lot of, you know, group me's that I have and a lot of people that, you know, I've been able to cross paths with that I do try to at least talk to from time to time. It might just be Facebook, you know, it might just be messaging, but, you know, I really try to keep up with as many people as possible. So, yeah, it's definitely kind of harder to keep in touch with people after you graduate, but I still try to do the best I can.
Oh, that's awesome. Again, we're chatting with Ron Lewis, graduated in the 2017 class at University of Illinois, College of Business. You are the student body president, now about to start teaching tomorrow in St. Louis, and we are certainly inspired and proud of the work that you're doing. Ron, when you're back in Chicago, or perhaps when I'm out in St. Louis, I look forward to getting together with you. But thank you on behalf of everybody for what you're doing, and have a great year of teaching, of school. And stay in touch with us and let us know your accomplishments. We'd love to profile them here on the program. But thanks
Absolutely.
For joining us this evening.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Get Down to Business is powered by our friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. You can find them online, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510. And as mentioned, we are streaming the show live, as we do almost every week, on Facebook. So if for whatever reason, 1 week you are not in front of your radio, you can like our page, Get Down to Business with Shalom Klein, and you can keep track of the program. Also follow me on Twitter at Shalom Klein so you don't miss a moment of the happenings of Get Down to Business. and all of our events and programs that we have coming up. Once again, you're listening to the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship. We're going to be returning after this quick break and these headlines. Don't touch that dial, Chicago. You're listening to Get Down to Business.
As press secretary for President Trump, Sean Spicer had a front row seat to history. And in his new book, he reveals details about what really happened behind the scenes during the campaign and the early days of the administration. On Wednesday, August 8th, Sean Spicer is coming to Chicago. Meet Sean Spicer and get a copy of his new book, The Briefing, at the Museum of Broadcast Communications. Tickets are absolutely free. Thanks to healthinsurancementors.com. Get your tickets at 560theanswer.com/briefing. That's 560theanswer.com/briefing.
Fox News Radio, I'm Mike Piazza. With the midterm elections fast approaching, Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar is worried about more than election tampering.
I'd love to see this broadened out so we start to discuss also the threats to our power grid system, the threats to our financial system, because the Russians aren't just stopping at the election equipment.
Klobuchar on NBC's Meet the Press. Five dead after a small plane crash today in Southern California. Steve Conciali, captain of the Orange County Fire Authority.
Orange County Fire Authority, firefighters responded quickly. There was no fire at the time. They did go up. They tried to see anything they could do to treat the patients, but they were already deceased.
Conciali says the plane came down in a shopping center parking lot, but no one on the ground was injured. Fox News, we report. You decide.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer. From the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano in the Balance of Nature Traffic Center on the inbound Edens. Brake lights from Cicero to the junction from Lake Hook at 23, outbound at 19. Inbound Kennedy heavy from Central into the Circle, O'Hare to downtown at 41, outbound at 26, outbound express lanes at 8. Inbound Ike heavy from Damon into the Circle, Thorndale to the post office at 33 on the outbound at 29. Inbound outbound Stevenson, 35 to Lakeshore Drive at about 38 minutes. Inbound Dan Ryan, stop and go from the Stevenson to the Circle. 95th to downtown at 25 on the outbound at 17. Tri-State southbound, heavy from 190 to the Bensonville Bridge. Northbound side, brake lights from the Grand Avenue curve to Lawrence. It is currently partly cloudy, 93 degrees. Tonight, a low of 77 and a chance of thunderstorms tomorrow, Monday, a high of 90. Also a chance of thunderstorms. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
For the past 100 years, R.B. Hayward Company has been a leader in the Chicagoland HVAC sheet metal industry. Hayward has installed ventilation systems in landmark Chicago buildings like the Field Museum and Northwestern University. In 2001, we made the decision to partner with Tandem HR. For the past 13 years, we have received expert assistance with our HR, payroll, and benefits functions. Outsourcing these functions to Tandem allows Hayward to focus on what we do best, serving our customers and growing our core business. If you're looking for an HR outsourcing expert, we encourage you to contact Tandem. If you need a heating, ventilating, air conditioning expert, give us a call. R.B. Hayward Company at 847-671-0400 or on the web at haywardhvac.com.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit tandemhr.com.
I needed new blinds. I knew I could save a ton of money if I put them in myself, but I was nervous about measuring right and then installing them. That's why I went to Blinds.com. I'd heard their ads on the radio, how they're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. But I still had to install them. So I called in my design consultant, Carla. She talked me through it all, from picking the right blinds to installing them. Plus, the online design consultation was free. Samples were free. Shipping was free. My home looks perfect.
With over 20 years in business and over 20 million blinds sold, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Need some inspiration? Go to Blinds.com to see tons of customer photos. And right now, you save up to 35%. Plus, take an additional 5% off site-wide when you use promo code SHUTTERS. That's 35%. Plus, take an additional 5% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, promo code SHUTTERS. Rules and restrictions apply.
Being successful in business means overcoming enormous obstacles to serve your customers and community. AM 560, The Answer, wants to shine a spotlight on businesses that are thriving. We want to celebrate their success by finding out what makes these businesses unique, successful, and what we can learn from them. We want to know how you built it. Presented by Chicagoland Waterproofing. To tell us how you built it, go to 560theanswer.com/built. That's 560theanswer.com/BUILT. Sponsored by Signature Bank and Ozinga.
Interesting resume, Miss Lee.
Thanks.
According to your personal interests, I see you're into conversation.
Oops, typo. I'm into conservation. That's why I support the forest preserves of Cook County.
Oh.
70,000 acres of wild and wonderful.
Very impressive.
They certainly are.
To learn more, visit fpdcc.com. Sponsored by the Forest Preserves of Cook County and aired in cooperation with the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
Welcome back to Get Down to Business, this show all about small business jobs and entrepreneurship. I'm thrilled to be joined by Vicki Oliver, who is a career consultant who has written 5 best-selling books, including 301 Smart Answers to Tough Interview Questions. And Vicki, indeed, that is a subject that I talk so much about on this program. I've been looking forward to our conversation. Welcome to Get Down to Business.
Me too. Thank you very, very much for having me on your show.
Absolutely. So often, many interviewees make some faux pas or social slip-ups that hiring managers should consider red flags before they either continue the interviewing process or even extend a job offer. Vicki, I'm sure you have seen it all. What are the most outrageous examples?
I would say the worst of all of them is if the interviewee arrives late. Whether it's 1 minute or 10 minutes late, it's a really bad sign. It's a red flag, and I would not hire that person.
Absolutely. So what you say in, again, in your most recent book, 301 Smart Answers to Tough Interview Questions, you urge employers to pay attention to poor interpersonal skills as well, and to view them as a warning sign, even when credentials are impressive. So you're saying look beyond the resume?
I am, and here's why. The interviewee should be that person on their best day. So if that person wanders in 5 minutes late or has a weak handshake or won't look you in the eye, it's a terrible sign, and I would say don't hire them.
Interesting. So what sort of things should an employer look for beyond these, those sort of, again, very very easy examples to spot, like showing up late or that handshake or perhaps making, on the positive and the proactive side, what can and should an employer look for?
I feel that an employer should look for somebody who really wants to work there. And the way that that interviewee can show that is by showing up on time, looking the person in the eye, wearing the right clothes for the job, and having researched the place so that the person is enthusiastic to be there and has tons of questions to ask and just is, you know, gracious and wants to be there.
Because that would show that they actually had prepared and that they are confident, of course. So, Vicki, what sort of attire do you think is appropriate? Is there a one-size-fits-all solution?
Well, there's not one-size-fits-all in terms of clothing, but this is what I recommend in my book. Go on the website, look up the company, see what their employees are wearing, and then vow to show up looking 25% more polished than you would need to be were you already working there. This would show the interviewer that you respect that person, that you respect his or her time, and also that it's you on your best day.
And what about, you mentioned that handshake. How should somebody prepare? What is an appropriate handshake? And I realize that's a hard question to answer via radio, but what is a good handshake versus a bad handshake?
I would say a firm grip, but you don't want to clench that person's hand. You want a firm grip. It should be 2 seconds. You look in the person's eye and, you know, smile and say, you're happy to be there. You know, thank you for having me. Something like that. And by the way, I don't feel like these tips are superficial because it turns out that people make up their minds about other people in less than a minute.
Oh, I don't think it's superficial at all. I think that these are incredibly important. I know how quickly I judge people all day long.
Right, it's less than 30 seconds.
That's right. That's right. So the handshake, and you just did a brilliant answer. I never expected to have that visual sort of effect on in your radio answer on that initial handshake. But what about body posture? How can somebody make a good impression, and how they sit in a chair and how they conduct themselves?
Right. So if you are enthusiastic when you walk in as an interviewee, your posture is going to be upright. You're going to have energy as you walk down that hallway. And bear in mind, you get off the elevator, you shake the person's hand, you look the person in the eye, and by the time you've reached that office, they've already made up their mind about you. So all of these little tips are ways of quickly showing an interviewer, I belong here. And if the interviewee is not giving you these tips, it's a way for the interviewer not to say, you know what, this person doesn't belong here.
Sure. And are there any tips that you would have for an employer to notice whether a single blunder might be excusable or if it might be a sign of more trouble to come?
Well, I think that if somebody is so nervous that he or she just is jabbering nonstop as they're walking down the hall, I think that's a bad sign, because I think then that person becomes the office gossip if you hire them. That's your office gossip right there. They just can't control themselves. You know, they're just so nervous. I also think endlessly fidgeting is a really bad sign. Or if the person just shows up and they're dressed for something else, you know, like instead of being dressed for the interview, they look like they're going to go running later or out on a date later.
Absolutely. So what a fantastic bit of advice. Once again, chatting with Vicki Oliver, the author of 301 Smart Answers to Tough Interview Questions, 301 Smart Answers to Tough Business Etiquette Questions. And what we just discussed are some of the social blunders that spell trouble in interviewees. Vicki, can you share your website real quick where people can find it?
My website is Vicki, V-I-C-K-Y, Oliver.com, and there's a lot of information there, and my book is available at Amazon and bookstores and other places where books are sold.
Extremely helpful. Vicki Oliver, thank you so much for joining us on Get Down to Business. Can't wait to have you back on real soon.
Can you get from here to there? We've got the answer from the Balance of Nature Traffic Center.
I'm Eddie Manzano in the Balance of Nature Traffic Center on the inbound Edens, Lakehook to the junction at 23, on the outbound at 19. Inbound Kennedy, sluggish from the junction into the circle. O'Hare to downtown at 34, on the outbound at 28. Outbound express lanes at 8. Inbound Ike, brake lights from Western into the circle. Thorndale to the post office at 35, on the outbound at 29. Inbound Stevenson flowing freely from 55 to Lakeshore Drive at 34, on the outbound at 38. Slow from Western to Cicero. Inbound Dan Ryan, stop and go from the Stevenson to the circle. 95th to downtown at 25, on the outbound at 15 minutes. Lakeshore southbound, Hollywood Bernard at 16, northbound side at 18. Heavy from Wacker to Chicago. It is currently mostly cloudy, 93 degrees. Tonight a low of 77 and a chance of thunderstorms. Tomorrow Monday, high of 90, also chance of thunderstorms. Next update in 15 minutes on AM 560, The Answer.
Caris is a nonprofit social service organization who values the importance of human resource needs. Caris provides an oasis of acceptance and support to women facing unplanned pregnancy. As a nonprofit, Caris has limited resources, but by partnering with Tandem HR, they have access to so much more. If you need time to focus on running and growing your organization, call Tandem HR.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-928-0510 or visit TandemHR.com.
I'm Pete Sikorsky, COO of Get Fresh Produce, where restaurants, grocery stores, and other food suppliers can take their pick of local, seasonal, and specialty produce. At Get Fresh Produce, our fresh thinking lets us work more efficiently and creatively so we can focus on customer needs. That's why it was an easy choice to partner with Tandem HR, who handles all aspects of our human resources.
Tandem HR serves as your one-stop high-touch HR solution. Call 630-468-9298 or visit TandemHR.com.
This message is sponsored by the radio broadcasters of Chicagoland.
My name is Arvid Huth. I am the president of Penny Mustard Furnishings in Milwaukee and Chicago. Radio advertising has helped Penny Mustard to year over year continue to grow our sales. Radio is theater of the mind. When consumers hear our ad, in their mind, they see our furniture. And I think they see it in a better way than if I even showed it on TV.
What's that, Arvid?
A slide presentation on Mission Furniture for Penny Mustard customers. Want to see it?
Sure.
Not really.
Great. We have a lot greater success in advertising with radio than we do with any of the new media out there because it works.
When results matter, radio works.
We know radio advertising works because our sales year over year keep increasing. People recognize the brand and people respond to our ads. Radio is more than just a part of our marketing strategy. Radio is our marketing strategy. If you as a company want to grow your business, buy radio. It works.
Hey, welcome back. So I don't know about you, but when I have a bad customer service experience, I talk about it. I talk about it with people that I bump into. I talk about it online, on social media. And frankly, I would encourage you to do it, to share those experiences. A, to recommend positive experiences, but also to report on potentially negative experiences as well. So I recently had to use a software. And, well, I tried to use the software, and it did not work very, very well. So I actually, I contacted the company, was not successful in reaching them right away. And what ended up happening, it influenced my thoughts on customer service. Not only did I receive some interesting comments because I talked about it, it ended up having, it inspired numerous things that that occurred in my business life as well. So I first struggled with a billing and customer service issue with, again, a software that I wanted to use. And I decided to write about that experience. And it indicated my relationship with that provider. I made the decision not to mention that software company directly in the post that I shared online. Because frankly, I think that the issue applies to many companies and many experiences as well. Once again, that was on my blog, shameless plug, shalomkline.com. That's where you could download podcasts from Get Down to Business. And I talked a little bit about that experience. You could find it on my website. But on social media itself, I actually did tag that company both on Twitter and on Facebook. So it happens to be that somebody that I do some work with easily identified the company. Why? Because, well, they know me and they know my business and they know several clients that are having similar problems. They ended up getting in touch with somebody at that company on my behalf. And what happened was it's that true networking journey and true networking experience. They have had many email correspondence and phone conversations with somebody at that company. And sure enough, I got a call directly from a director from that organization. In that initial conversation, they told me that the content of my blog was shared with the executive leadership and with all of their support teams and their support managers. As a direct result, they said, it's populated about 3 meetings on my calendar. This is what this director or vice president shares with me. And I'll probably populate a total of closer to 20 or 30. Isn't that amazing that my little post and my talking about that experience actually resulted? Well, it started with a number of meetings, which doesn't necessarily impress me. What did impress me are the changes that occurred over time, the tweaks in literally the technology of that platform, as well as their how they handle that customer service experience. At this point, what I know to be true is that I was being billed for a product that actually paid attention to my needs. So the key takeaways for me were that, number one, for consumers, you want to share your story with as many people as possible. You need to find that catalyst within the organization that's dedicated enough, interested enough, smart enough, and willing to take the time to truly listen. And I may be an optimist over here, but I do believe that most companies, no matter how small or no matter how horrible their reputation may be, I truly believe that there is a catalyst and that there is that person within every organization. And for providers, Your customers know things. And remember that your customers know, they have knowledge, and it impacts the growth and the health of your company. So start listening. You may find out that the phone system is defeating the efforts of the support team, creating an increase in angry customers and users and losing your business. So pay attention to what you might see. And I guess that's an important lesson, is spend the time researching, spend the time looking online to see what people are saying about you. It's not that hard on social media to do that, to look yourself up, look up your name, look up your company name on Facebook and Twitter. I am almost willing to guarantee that no matter how small your company may be, these days people share. And that does not just mean a restaurant. Restaurants, I think people tend to get very emotional about their food. And yes, they post on Yelp and all those other sites. I think when you have a law firm, an accounting firm, many other businesses, people are sharing their experiences as well. And your customers, as I said, they know things. But as a consumer, please do share that information, because frankly, you're doing a service to other people, but you're also allowing companies to improve. And you never know where that solution, where that catalyst will come from, where that connector will come from that will help you along in that journey. It will actually solve the problems, because after all, isn't that what it's all about? It is about solving problems. Nobody wants to have a bad experience and just post about it and rant about it. I know some people that like that. I tend to believe that most of us are looking for a true, real solution to their problems, and actually wants to help companies improve, and frankly, want an improvement to their experience. But as we say, three strikes and you're out. If at some point you don't get a response, or at some point you've posted enough and you've shared enough and you're not getting the solution that you need, by all means, at that point, you look for another provider. But give companies a chance, share your experience, tag them. Again, I posted about my experience without naming the company on my website. You could see a little bit of the tips and the advice that I shared over there. And hey, while you're at it, you can also download podcasts from Get Down to Business. Once again, that website is shalomkline.com. And by the way, on my website, I also share about my upcoming trip. At the end of February, we are going to Thailand. So if you want to come along with fellow Get Down to Business listeners, that trip and all of the itinerary and all the details are posted on that website. We are powered by our good friends at Tandem HR, your solution center. Check them out online, tandemhr.com, or give them a call, 630-928-0510. We'll be right back on Get Down to Business, the show all about small business, jobs, and entrepreneurship.
Your daughter's wedding is one of the proudest moments of your life, a moment you and your family will treasure for the rest of your lives. As the months of planning start to unfold and you get closer to the special day, things can get a bit hectic. So many important details. To capture these once-in-a-lifetime memories and not have to worry about anything but the celebration, trust Artland Photography for every precious moment. At Artland Photography, it's all about you. No matter what your style, their photographers have the skill and experience to capture the moments quickly and stay out of the way. They'll make it easy to enjoy all of the smiles, laughter, and tears to enjoy for generations. Visit them at artland.com, where you can see their amazing work and outstanding reviews for yourself. Plus, learn about a special limited-time offer. You'll know why Artland Photography has been Wedding Wire's couple's choice for the last 5 years. They also shoot everything from major corporate events to business and family portraits. Visit artland.com. It's all about you.
Hey, nothing says summer like the smell of a grill, a delicious handcrafted burger, and a cold beer or cocktail. The Country House has been providing just that for over 40 years. Their three great locations in Lyle, Clarendon Hills, and Geneva offers great hospitality in a casual neighborhood setting. Try their award-winning Country Burger, half pound of fresh chuck, grilled to perfection and served on dark rye. Country House has several other choices for burgers like bison, elk, turkey, and veggie, and their top drawer burger blends short rib chuck and brisket for an unmatched taste. Take your time looking over the daily specials while you enjoy the spacious deck in Geneva or hang out on the patio in Lyle. And don't forget to join the House Rewards program at Country House and earn points while you dine. All new signups will be entered into a drawing for tickets to see the Northsiders versus the Southsiders. Country House, visit burgerone.com. That's burgerone.com.
So I'm joined now by the author of a brand new book, Low Man on the Totem Pole, Stop Begging for a Promotion and Start Selling Your Genius. Heather MacArthur joins me now. Heather, you are talking about how to stake your claim in today's career wild, wild west, the five unspoken rules of today's new workplace. Heather, it sounds like things have changed quite a bit, haven't they?
Yeah, they have. And I think for the better, even if it feels stressful, it's actually for the better for everyone, I think.
Interesting. So for our listeners that are out there and they have they've been working and perhaps they're looking for that sweet new job where they can finally build that long-term career, what do you have to say to them? What advice can you share?
I actually say stop waiting for the perfect job to build that long-term career. And I like to say think like a business owner. And what business do you want to be in? And who are your customers? And that might be one company as your main customer, and you set up shop underneath that umbrella. But really focus more on what do you like to do? What service do you like to provide? And then, you know, who's in the market to pay for that for a long period of time? And I think that sometimes helps people really get the work that they enjoy doing versus getting too caught up in one company or another.
Well, I love that entrepreneurial message. And I know that talk a lot about how to tap that POP, purpose on the planet. How can people identify what one's true career calling is, regardless of what they may have gone to school for?
You know, I just ask people to kind of back into it a little bit differently. Most people go, what do I want to do for a living? And what I ask them is, you know, what do they want to do with their life? What do they want to experience? And how are they going to, what would be the ideal way that work can help make that possible? So it's not, your purpose isn't necessarily your work. Your work is usually serving that. And maybe a large part of what you want to do with your life is connected to the work, but it's still the day, at the end of the day, what do you want to say about your life? And what should work be doing to help you do that?
So, Heather, you bring over 20 years of experience in helping employees create fulfilling career paths in what we just talked about, that ever-changing work landscape. Again, Heather MacArthur, you wrote that book, Low Man on the Totem Pole, Stop Begging for a Promotion, Start Selling Your Genius. And, Heather, does the advice that you just shared apply to folks of all career levels?
Absolutely. It's for the unemployed, it's for the underemployed, and it's for the fork in the road people who you're really just looking for either that next chapter or what do you need to do next. It's really about how to run your career like a business owner should instead of waiting for some company to lay out a career path for you.
Really, really important. And I know in the book you talk quite a bit about the top tips that turn resumes and interviews into success. Is there one that stands out for you that you can share with our listeners that perhaps as they go out, whether they're, frankly, whether they own a business or whether they're looking for a job, is sort of that level of confidence that they can project? What advice do you have to share for them?
Yeah, I'll say two quick ones. For the resume, to not just list what you've done in terms of these are my responsibilities, because I don't know if you were good at it or not. Instead, in those bullet points, describe what you did and what the impact was. How did that change the way that the business ran and for the better? On the interviews, to treat it like a two-way date, because a lot of people go in there begging for the job and kind of it comes off desperate versus, look, you should, if you value what you bring to the table, you're also examining, is this the right place to put my talents and invest my time in?
That's fantastic. Once again, Heather MacArthur, I feel fortunate every week to be able to talk to folks like yourself that have such valuable advice. And Heather, the book, Low Man on the Totem Pole, is available online. People can learn more all about you and all about the tips that are provided in the book and hopefully get a copy for themselves at lowmanonthetotempole.com. Heather MacArthur, thanks so much for joining us and hope to have you back on real soon.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Get Down to Business is powered by our good friends at Tandem HR. Check them out, tandemhr.com. Give them a call, 630-928-0510. Download podcasts from this show and all of our hundreds of other interviews at shalomkline.com. We'll be back on next Sunday at 6 p.m. to success. Let's get down to business.
Let Tandem HR be your single source solution. Tandem HR will tailor their services to address your specific business challenges. Wouldn't it be nice to have an HR expert in your office?
Hi, I'm Bruce Leon. As founder of Tandem HR, I understand the challenges of running a small to mid-sized business. Health insurance,